Our third guest tonight, Ole Domigour, has been investigating conspiracies for some 30 years. Born in Denmark, he lived in Sweden for many years before moving to Spain, and he's traveled to some 40 countries. He helped smuggle an Iranian friend into the West. He was present when the Berlin Wall was taken down. This interview with which he provides some background and a tremendously positive message for 2014, was recorded for our first show of the year, but it didn't get on because of technical difficulties. I think we're all set this time around, so without further ado, here he is, Ole Domigour.
Okay, I was born in Denmark many years ago, and I moved to Sweden when I was a kid. Then I think the thing was that I grew up in a family in Denmark, like I said, and most of my family was involved in the resistance movement against the German occupation. Like my granddad was in jail for helping Jews escape to Sweden, and my dad was in the resistance movement, sabotaging trains and so on, and my grandmother's sister was smuggling weapons in baby cars. So when I grew up, I was told all these stories about the resistance and how important it is to stand up for what is right and do, and even though it might look very scary from time to time. And I think now, once again, we're in a time that is very challenging, a time where we all have to face our fears and dare to stand up for what is right, because we're being tested big time. And well, in the early 1980s, I got very interested in the JFK assassination after seeing the Zapruder film the first time. And after I saw that film, it was so obvious when you saw how JFK was hit from the front right, not from the back, which we were told officially. It was so obvious that something was very, very wrong with the information that the general public was being fed. So I got almost obsessed with finding out the real truth. And that got me into a road that it's almost 30 years now, where I've been deeply investigating the assassinations of JFK, Robert Kennedy, Martin Luther King, Abraham Lincoln, Marilyn Monroe, and things like 9/11, Oklahoma City, you name it, all of these mass shootings and the assassinations on a global scale. And what I found has been very mind-boggling. It's been absolutely incredible, because I found very distinct connections with all of them. I found that it's the very same power elite that are behind, I would say, all of these events, and that they're carrying out almost like a following attempt. That even the assassins they've used has been many times have been the same from the early 1960s all the way up on today, even though they're now educating new assassins and so on. So it's been a very, very strange experience during these years to find out what is really going on, because I had absolutely no idea when I started. And well, here we are today. It's 2013. I just want to say, if you remember what happened 2012, this exact time of year, we have been told and been brainwashed into thinking that the world would go under, that everything would end, and that this was it. There was absolutely no way for us to get up. But here we are, yet another year down the road, and this elite group that I've been talking about, they have really tried us. They tested us with everything from chemtrails to vaccines to FEMA camps to mass, so-called mass shootings, to terror acts, to whatever they had thrown. They've thrown everything at us. But here we are, still standing side by side, strong. And I believe that 2014 is going to be the best year ever, because this is the year when everything's going to change for the better, when this globally finally gets to the understanding that the game is actually over for them. They're only like a few couple of thousand, and we're 1 billion people. So it's an absolute joke that we've been letting them control us for such a long time and letting them get away with all of these awful things that they've been doing. So I am super positive when it comes to the future, and I just want to say it's very important for me to emphasize that I'm not a man of revenge or hate or violence in any way, that the way forward is the way of compassion, forgiveness, understanding, but transparency. These people that have been doing these things for such a long time need to have the courage to step forward and stand in truth and explain and admit to what has been going on, how it's been carried out, their part of the whole thing, and so on. And then on the other side of this truthfulness and transparency is the time for real healing. I think we've seen in South Africa with the South African Truth and Reconciliation Committee how it was possible where awful, awful atrocities had happened, and but where it has been possible for former enemies to, on the other side of transparency, on the other side of truth and compassion and these things, and the courage it takes to come out and talk and explain what has been going on in real truth. On the other side of that, they've been able to slowly, slowly start healing society, start becoming brothers and sisters again, and so on. So I'm very positive when it comes to 2014.
Well, that is very good news. Now, what I want to know is what will be the catalyst, what will make things change in 2014?
Do you know, when you start a movement, I got on my website, nightonconspiracies.com, I've got one video, and it's called How to Start a Movement, and I think that is really, really interesting if you watch that, because it is, I think it's filmed at a rock concert or something like that, and there's people are sitting in the grass just enjoying the music, and suddenly one guy stands up and starts dancing like crazy. I mean, it looks absolutely ridiculous the way he's dancing and so on, but he's really enjoying himself. He's there laughing, dancing, looking like a madman. And everybody's sitting down, almost pointing at him, saying, like, look at that weirdo, you know, ha, 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 ha. And then a second person jumps up and starts dancing next to him. And after that, a third person, then a fourth, a fifth, a sixth, and suddenly it jumps on with an incredible heat. And from this guy being totally on his own, suddenly the people who are still sitting in the grass are the ones on the outside. So within just a few minutes, a couple of hundred people are dancing, all of them like crazy. So this is the thing. You say, what will make it change? The change is already here. It started a long time ago. And this movement of peace and joy and understanding and making this world into a beautiful, loving place started a long time ago. And now we're in the middle, I would say. And very soon, it will go very fast. The change will go very, very fast into this thing that this beautiful future we're heading towards. Even though at the moment it looks shit scary, I totally agree with that. But the thing is to stay in a high frequency of love, to not bite into, not to go into this fear mode they're trying to push on us all the time. And you know, in 1997, I wrote a song called From Prison to Paradise. And if it's okay with you, I would just like to read you the lyrics, because that, I think, is very much up to date. Please keep in mind, this was in 1997, but it's still very up to date, I would say.
I would love to hear it.
Okay. From Prison to Paradise. Once upon a time, in a place not far from here, there was so much loneliness, despair, and oh, so much fear. Darkness ruled all over the land, there were lightning in the sky, causing wars and separation with no one knowing why. These evil times raised leaders disguised as kind and true, hiding the truth in misty fog so only very few people knew. Controlled by an elite few, manipulating you and me, closing out the light and power that can make us all be free. Forced by invisible powers, demanded to conform into shapes unknown to mankind, making them totally abnormal. Drowned in death and sorrows, blaming others for their lot, made man believe to be inferior, feeling tiny, tiny like a dot. Now this is up to now, okay? Here comes 2014. But then came time of change, covering countries and their towns. Few became many, and soon the prison walls came down. Starting with the men in the mirror, staring right back into their eyes, understanding that this was a chance to stop those hideous lies. Unhappiness is merely an illusion of misery, based on brainwash and the misconception of true reality. From now on, let's build bridges between our souls and hearts, so we together can rejoice when the final change comes to its start. Turning prison into paradise may seem too much to achieve, but believe me, it only takes one strong spirit to be free. The true power of a pyramid is never ever at the top. Instead, it's we the people that can make this global game stop. And this is where I think we are. We're right in the middle of turning this whole thing around. Making it become beautiful, absolutely beautiful world to live in. But it will take a lot for us to make the final change here. Just stay in focus and not let fear get to us, and we will sort this out beautifully.
Well, I think that's a beautiful message, a wonderful way to go into a new year. And I'd like to thank you for being with us again on the show. It's lightonconspiracies.com is your website?
That is it. And my book is called Coup d'etat in Slow Motion.
Okay. Thanks again, and I look forward to visiting with you again next month.
The pleasure is all mine, Chuck.
I think we're very lucky to have Olay Damigor on as a regular columnist on our show. And I really want to believe that he is right, that we are in the middle, at the part where our movement for peace is growing and about to really take off. Let's all hope that 2014 really is the year where things change.